إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I said earlier, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised tests. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised trials and tribulations. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also promised His help. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then also showed us how to get this help. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah. Inna Allaha ma'a as-sabirin. Two or three things to reflect on in this. One is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showing us the method. When there is a need, when you need help, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, ista'inu, seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, isti'ana of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with two things, bis-sabri wa salat. Two things, bis-sabr wa salat. And then in that sequence, Allah did not say bis-salati wa sabr, Allah said bis-sabri wa salat. What is sabr? Sabr is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this term in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called sabirin in ayat in Surah Al-Anfal and elsewhere. Allah used the term sabirin to mean mujahideen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used this word sabr. Sabirin are the people who have sabr. And Allah said, Inna Allah ma'a sabirin. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the people who have sabr. Allah used this term to describe mujahideen. Now if you think about it, there is nothing which is more an icon of action than the mujahid fi sabilillah, who is fighting in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out in the battlefront. That person is the epitome of action, is the epitome of strategy, of planning, of total commitment to the extent of putting his own life on the line for the sake of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So sabr, as we tend to understand it in Urdu, for example, which is to sit and do nothing, is not the meaning of sabr as it is understood in the Quran. The meaning of sabr as it is understood in the Quran is as it was illustrated and as we have seen in the seerah of Rasulullah, which is to take every single action that you can take before you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The finest example of that is in Ghazwatul Badr, where Rasulullah, whatever resources he had, even though they were few, he took them with him, he arranged them, he had a strategy, he appointed leaders for the different battalions of his force, the head of the Ansar, the head of the Muhajirun, and so on. And after he did all of that, only after he did all of that, did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stand and make dua. And that dua is very famous. Part of that dua, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Oh Allah, if this small band of people is perished, if they die today, there will not be anyone to take your name on the face of the earth." That dua was made after he did all of this. And in my view, this is the tafsir. That whole incident of Badr is the tafsir of Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah. The seerah is the tafsir of the Quran. Sayyid Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, a person asked her, "Please tell us about the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam." She said, "Don't you read the Quran?" She said, the man said, "Yes, I read the Quran." She said, radiallahu anha, "His life was the Quran. He was like the walking Quran." So his whole life is a tafsir, is an explanation of the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And from the seerah, the incident of Ghazwatul Badr is the tafsir of Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah. Second thing to understand here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then said, "Inna Allaha ma'as-sabirin." Even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah," Allah did not say, "Inna Allaha ma'al-musallin." Allah said, "Inna Allaha ma'as-sabirin." So the person doing salah, the person doing sabr wa salah, his salah is maqbool inshaAllah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then promised him. Allah did not just promise his help. Allah did not say, even though the ayat begins with isti'anat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah did not say Allah will give him help. He said Allah will be with him. Allah is with him. Inna Allaha ma'a sabirin. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the sabirin. As I mentioned before, there is a big difference. There is a huge difference between being promised help by somebody powerful and that same person saying, I am with you. Or the same person being with you. It's not only a matter of saying you are with, actually being with you. Right? So you go, for example, to the governor or to the prime minister or the president or whoever, king, and you ask for help. So one situation is that the king says, all right, here's some help. Right? Here's the help that you need. And the other situation is the king gets up from his throne and takes your hand and says, come, I'm with you. Which, you see, both are the help, but there is a vast difference between this one and that one. Ta'ala Allahul Amthal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond any and above any examples that are given. We do not give an example of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is only for illustration. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna Allaha ma'as sabirin. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the people who do sabr. The reason I'm saying this today and emphasizing it is because this is one of our problems today, one of our many major problems, but this is a big one, which is that somewhere we seem to believe that simply sitting and making dua is enough. Simply sitting and making dua is not enough. If that was enough, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have been the first person to do it. Because he is the one who came to teach us this deen. And so therefore, go look in the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even if you find one single incident where he simply sat and made dua without making effort, then it justifies our collective state. But today we don't do that. Any time you talk about any issue to do with the Muslims, people say, dua farmaiye. Dua farmane se kya hota? Aapki harkata nahi badalte, zindagi nahi badalti. We don't change our actions, we don't change our lives, we don't change our priorities. Yeah, we'll still continue to do all the negative stuff that we do. We still continue to blow our money in all kinds of useless activities. We will not invest in education. We will not invest in anything positive. And then we'll say, dua farmai. Please make dua. What dua? So the issue to understand and be very clear about is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not tell us that He will simply accept duas and change our destiny and our lives and so on and so forth, just because we ask. It doesn't work like that. Does not work like that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set down principles of success and failure in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent His Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to teach us those principles, both by teaching and explaining, as well as by demonstrating in His own life. Now, if you want to ignore the principles, and if we think that we've got some formula which supersedes these principles, then this is a figment of our imagination, it's a sign of our insanity, and may Allah protect us from believing things like this because it goes directly against Iman. Where is this from? Who said it will happen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said very clearly, Ya ayyuha allatheena amanu ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the ayat of Surah An-Nur, which I mentioned earlier. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ. If you have difficulties, what is the first thing to do? Make tawbah wal istighfar. فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. Verily and surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most forgiving, greatest forgiveness. But we have to make tawbah. Now we have difficulties in life. We refuse to change our ways. We are involved in haram, open haram. And then people give the excuse. Sometimes, I've heard this thing saying that, no, but other people accept it. And in society, this is acceptable. Since when does society become the criterion to judge the Quran What kind of iman is this? What is acceptable in society? Anything is acceptable. In today's society, there's practically nothing which is not acceptable. Absolutely anything you do is acceptable in the society. So what shall we do? We just throw everything out, all our principles and lives and, the Quran and the Sunnah and the Seerah, and just junk everything and live like animals? That is not why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us. So just because you are doing something which you know is haram, but because you've got a bunch of friends who don't criticize you and they don't correct you because they are also involved with the same thing, it doesn't make it right. It does not make it right. And your difficulties will not go until you change this. And if you don't change this long enough, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghayur. Allah is not begging and pleading with us to obey Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us a hukam. Atiu Allah. Allah did not say, please, I request you kindly obey me. No, Allah is giving a hukam. وَمَنْ يُطِي اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَزِيمًا. Only that person who obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and who obeys Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, only that person is successful. So I think it is very important for us to open our eyes and reflect and bring about changes in our lives. Only action creates results. Nothing else. We understand this principle in this life. If somebody just simply sits at home, the famous story of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, he came into the masjid one day at a time which was not the time for salah, and he saw some people sitting there. He said, what are you doing here? They said, Nanu mutawakkilun, we have tawakkul on Allah. Sayyidina Umar whacked them and said, get out of here. He said, go and work. He said, Allah does not send gold and silver from the sky. It doesn't rain on you. Now this principle we understand very well. If you have a son or a relative or somebody who does not do any work, who is just sitting at home or going to the masjid and spending time in the masjid only, does not go to work, doesn't do anything, and he says, no, I have tawakkul on Allah, what will you tell him? You will fire him, you will curse him, you will do all kinds of things. You will say, you are mad, what is this Islam? Where is this Islam? Where is it? And so on, so on, so on. So what is the focus? Focus is you have to act if you want results. So how come we don't apply the same principle as far as our own akhirah is concerned? Where did that come from? That is equally illogical and stupid, maybe even more. Because here at least the man can have some, crazy understanding of tawakkul, and maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him anyway. In any case, his risk is written, so whatever has to come to him has to come to him. But Jannah is not written for him. Please understand this very clearly. Risk is written, Jannah is not written. For Jannah, Allah said, you make effort. Allah wrote our risk, and for Jannah, Allah gave the pen in our hands. You want Jannah, write it for yourself. Your risk is written for you. Nothing more, nothing less. But Jannah is not written for you. Jahannam is not written for you. It's up to you. Here is a pen. You write Jahannam if you want. You write Jannah if you want. Up to you. فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. Whoever wants to accept, can accept. Whoever wants to deny, can deny. And that is the issue of action in this deen. This deen is not a deen of sitting and talking. It's not a deen of sitting and doing nothing. It's a deen of action. From the word go, there is action. The moment we said, La ilaha illallah, salah became fard on us. Prove La ilaha illallah by action, which is salah. And so also for the rest of our lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to take the right actions and give us barakah in those actions. And may Allah forgive our sins. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us in ways that we cannot imagine. وصلى الله على نبيه الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رحم الله.